from our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin. Good morning.
Hey, Tom, good morning. I was in Dallas over the weekend at Emmitt Smith's golf tournament.
Yeah.
Had a great time and, of course, raised money for Team 22. But you know I had to mess with him, Tom. I walked up there with my Houston Texans hat, shirt, socks, and golf shoes. And I said, Emmitt, I figured, you know, a Texas playoff team needs to be represented in your golf tournament.
Oh.
And so we even took some pictures together. We joked about it. But he said, yeah, that is true. But it's all good, though. So Emmitt and Pat, great time. They raised $1 million after a gala Friday night. Phenomenal, phenomenal job. And so congratulations to them. Tom, this Cleveland story is still obviously on everybody's mind. We talked about it yesterday on Washington Watch. But a figure jumped out on the show that came from the Black and Missing Foundation that was stunning. In 2012, 265,000 minorities came up missing. Imagine the city of Buffalo disappearing in all of 2012. That's how you can put this in perspective. And so we're joined this morning by Derica Wilson. She is the president and CEO of the Black and Missing Foundation. And Derica, when you hear that number, 265,000, I mean, does it mean they vanished? Were folks, you know, found, returned?
You know, there's a variety of reasons why people are going missing. But I think the key point for everyone to realize is that those are the ones that are reported or the ones that law enforcement has taken police reports on. There
wow.
could be many, many more, but we just don't know about it.
Of the 265,000, how many were found?
Well, we don't have those statistics right now as far as how many were found, but I can tell you that there are a lot of active cases with the FBI of missing minorities, and that's just the report alone. So, you know, we're happy when they are found. You know, some stories that we cover, they have happy endings. You know, some of them that we cover, they're not so happy. So we just need people looking for our people so they can be reunited.
Is the struggle also that in many cases when it comes to a minority, especially if they're not children, you don't have an Amber Alert. You don't have anything along those lines. So therefore, somebody could be gone for a week or two and there really is no attention.
Oh, absolutely. And let me put it in perspective for you as well. You know, these children are being classified as runaways, so therefore they're not getting an Amber Alert. They're not getting the media coverage. And, you know, you can leave Washington, D.C. Union Station headed to New York on an Acela 2.5 hours. So someone can go missing at 1 o'clock, and their story may not even come on the news until 11 p.m. that night. They could be in New York. They could be in Boston. I mean, we all know that there's a huge problem with human trafficking right here on U.S. soil. I mean, that is a multi-billion dollar industry here, and their recruitment efforts are on Facebook and Twitter.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because when you talk about human sex trafficking, I think a lot of Americans just somehow think, oh, man, that's something in a third world country. That's something happening in other places. But you have some major hubs in America for human sex trafficking.
Absolutely. There's a hub in Maryland, in Atlanta, in New York, in Washington, D.C. So we need people to know that this is happening in their own backyard. I mean, look at this Cleveland case. These girls went missing between 2002 and 2004, all from the same location, that same block, and they were found one block from where they actually disappeared.
And what about the rest of the country, too, Derica? Because they said that that's the East Coast where there are a lot of hubs, but there are others. Like, I know I have friends who are concerned about it in the Midwest and Chicago and other cities.
And also Oakland.
Yeah, on the West Coast. Chicago,
California. So, you know, these are areas that people really need to be paying attention to. So it's all over the United States. It's not just something that's happening in third world countries. I think people also need to realize is that if these kids are actually sold off and they go into another country, once they leave U.S. soil, it's really hard to bring them back.
You guys got a recent tip about the sister missing in New Orleans. And so people reach out to you through what phone number if they have tips of folks who they believe who are missing?
They can contact us at www.bamfi.org. That's BAMFI.org. And just one last thing, we're raising awareness to missing persons of color on May the 25th, National Missing Children's Day, for our first annual Hope Without Boundaries 5K in Fort Washington, Maryland.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate it, Derica. Keep up the good work, and we got to keep the focus on folks who are missing or people of color, because unfortunately, a lot of times media absolutely ignores us when we come up missing. Thanks a lot.